We were strangers that just met on Instagram. Okay, it's your choice. Like, if you want to leave, you can leave. This is what actually happened.
Okay.
She got really drunk and she was just doing things on public transport that she shouldn't have been doing.
Wow.
It was another situation that happened that made me think, maybe I don't want to be friends with this person. I used to go on her Instagram like, oh my gosh, like, what did I do wrong? Yeah, I'm partly to blame because first of all, I did not know this person.
Would you do it again? Like, because you wouldn't?
No.
Welcome to the Unfriended podcast, where we have open conversations about friendship breakups within female friendships. I'm your host, Miss Daisy. And on each episode of this podcast, I'll be sitting down with a variety of guests as they share their unique stories and experiences through friendship breakups. And on today's episode, I'm joined by Samantha, who's here to share her experience of going through a friendship breakup with a friend that she met online, and everything seemed to be going well until they actually met in person. So before Samantha shares her story, just a reminder that on this podcast, we do dedicate a few episodes to answering your friendship dilemmas. So on these episodes, I'll be joined by a co-host and we will just be having girly chats as we answer your dilemmas. So please, if you do have a dilemma that you want us to answer on this podcast, please email theunfriended.pod@gmail.com and I will link that also in the description box. So Samantha, welcome to the Unfriended podcast.
Thank you for having me.
And I guess your story is very unique, right? When we speak about friendship breakups, a lot of the times it's friendships that have been, you know, they've been friends from school and all of those things. But your one's really unique and I really wanted you to come on here and speak about it. So before we actually get into the story, if you could tell us a little bit about yourself, because I think it will make sense once you explain what you do, how you sort of ended up in this unique situation.
Okay, thank you so much, Daisy, for inviting me on the Unfriended podcast. It's such a pleasure to be here. So a little bit about myself is that my name is Samantha, like you said, and I am an online influencer and I have been creating content for the past decade or so. And yeah, I do different things on there, but mainly help women just to heal from their past traumas and become a better version of themselves.
Okay, cool. So you're online, you do influencing. Tell us about how you met this friend online. Like, was it through Instagram or TikTok? Like, just paint a picture of how it all happened.
Okay, sure. So I was on Instagram, as I always do, and then someone just friended me, you know, like added me as their friend, and it was great because I really liked her content, so I followed her back. Like, okay. Usually I don't do that because I have a lot of followers. There's no way I can actually follow everyone back. So then me and her started talking. I think she sent me over a DM. We started talking back and forth and we realized we had a lot of similar interests. She loved traveling, I love traveling, she loved fashion, I loved fashion. She wanted to grow her platform and so did I, and it just made sense that we connected in that way because we could have helped each other, and you know, she could take content from me, we could have content days and that kind of thing.
So she reaches out to you, friend her, and you kind of have this relationship where you're liking her things, she's liking your things. So how did it actually develop into a friendship, and how did you sort of maintain that online? Did it feel like a friendship, or was it just like, you know, we're just both existing in this space and it's more like influencers connecting? How did it actually become a friendship?
Right. So I think we were just talking every day. Okay. And it felt really organic, it felt really natural. She was really funny and we were just bouncing back and forth. And it just felt like, wow, I've known this girl for such a long time. And she's known me for such a long time. And then everything moved on pretty quickly. So how we ended up meeting is...
Actually, so before okay, you go sorry. Into... No. Before you go into you meeting up, so was your friendship purely like online, or did you like exchange numbers? Did you start video calling? How did it actually operate?
So it was purely online until we met.
Okay, so literally just messaging. Did you guys do like Instagram voice notes and stuff? Or
no voice notes, just messaging on Instagram. That was it until we decided to meet. That's when we swapped numbers.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So just another question on that. So you said that you speak every day. Yeah. Was it about what you do, or did you guys ever get deep? Like, did you tell her about like maybe your family, or did you talk deep, or was it very just
we're just talking about our common interests.
Yeah, I think it was very superficial, very common interests. I don't think I allowed her into my life like that. And she didn't allow me into her life like that because we were strangers that just met on Instagram. So it wasn't really like a thing where we really divulged a lot of like personal private information. It was just mainly, just like, hey, you know, I like this. We'll send each other posts that we like, you know, content that we want to create and that kind of thing.
Okay, so then you said that you both decided to meet up.
Okay, so this is what actually happened.
Okay.
I was going on a trip in the next week, and I think it was to Vienna to meet one of my other friends who was traveling as well. So I told her about this, and she was like, wow, I really love traveling too. Can I come?
Okay.
So I was like, wow, that would be really cool to meet you in a different country. You know, it's like so different. It's so cool. Why not come on the trip, you know?
Can I ask one quick question? You don't have to say where they were based, but were they UK based or were they from another country?
From the UK.
Okay, so you both were in the UK.
Yeah.
How far were you guys? Like, could you have easily met up in the UK?
Probably, yeah.
That's really interesting.
Yeah.
So you had this online friendship.
Yeah.
How long were you friends for?
For about a week and a half.
Oh my days. You're friends for a week and a half?
Yeah.
Before you decide to meet up?
Yeah, literally.
Okay, wow. All right, so you're friends for a week and a half.
Okay, maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, two weeks.
Yeah.
Okay, so carrying your story, sorry.
Yeah,
so you're thinking of traveling to Vienna.
Yeah.
She wants to travel too, so
So I'd actually booked my flight and, you know, hostels and that kind of thing. And she said that she wanted to come. And I thought, you know what, why not? Let me ask my friend, can I bring someone else? Because my friend was coming with her boyfriend.
Mm.
And I just thought, you know, I don't want to be the third wheel. I might as well bring someone. It's kind of cool that we're meeting in a different country. We have similar interests, so we could take content of each other and it would just be a fun holiday.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you swap numbers, you meet up, and then
we swap numbers, and then she books her flight. She booked the accommodation, and by this time we still hadn't spoken on the phone until we actually arrived.
So you didn't know the sound of her voice?
No.
Wow.
It sounds crazy.
Okay, so you both meet at the airport, and when you meet her, do you feel like, you know how you said you felt that connection online? Before you guys even spoke, you just saw her. Did you feel that connection when you saw her?
Yeah, so we didn't actually meet at the airport. She came to the accommodation where we're staying.
Okay.
And it was just a bit like random because it's like, you're a stranger that I've met on Instagram. We've spoken a few times, but, you know, you're still a stranger. But we still, you know, had that banter going. It was fun, you know. Obviously, I hadn't seen my friend. So it was like a lot of new personalities, a lot of new aspects, you know, dynamics, a lot of new relationship dynamics as well.
So you meet up in person. So how do things progress from there?
Okay, so we meet up, we're in Vienna now, and we check into the hostel. She was sleeping in one of the bunk beds. It was like a bunk bed one, but no one else was in the room except me, my friend, her boyfriend, and my new friend that I met on Instagram. So we all decided that we want to go out that night. And yeah, we all got ready, got dressed, we left for the train, and it was fun. Like, she was fine. She seemed like a good person. She is a good person.
So did you feel that sort of, this is my online friend, the vibes from online are translating in person?
Exactly. Yeah. It was like, okay, this is now my friend. Okay. And the online aspect was completely taken away.
Yeah.
So we go out now, you know, as you do, you know, you're going out, turning up. I used to turn up like back in the day. Now I don't do that anymore since I've found Christ. But yeah, we go out, turn up, we're drinking. It's good vibes. Then I started noticing that she was acting a bit strange. Like she started to distance herself a little bit from me.
Okay.
So then there was a point where like I'm dancing with my friend that I'd met up with. Her boyfriend is seated down somewhere. And then my new Instagram friend just walks out the club. So I'm like, oh, what's going on? Like, I felt really bad. So I followed her out. And then she just said to me, I don't want to be here anymore. I feel so left out.
Oh,
yeah. Wow. I felt really bad.
What is it, because you guys didn't really, like, you didn't invite her to come and dance? Or was it just...
Yeah, it could have been that. Mm. Or like, I'm the sort of person where I just join in. Like, you don't need to invite me. I just get in there. Do you know what I mean? So... maybe when I was younger, I used to assume that a lot of people were like me and people aren't like me. Yeah. So it's like, maybe she needed someone to be like, maybe she needed me
to be like, come and
yeah. dance. But I never saw it like that because I was young, I was ignorant and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I just said to her, okay, it's your choice. Like, if you want to leave, you can leave. I'm not holding anyone hostage here. But now I realized that was a bad thing to say as well, because that could come across as, I don't want you here.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay, so you tell her, it's up to you if you want to leave. Yeah. What does she do?
She said to me, okay, I'm going to leave tomorrow.
What, as in leave the country?
Yeah.
When was she tomorrow. Supposed to leave?
I think we were staying there for 2 nights.
So, she's leaving a bit earlier?
Yeah, she was going to cut her trip shorter.
Wow.
I know. And
what was your reaction to that?
I was like, no, like, don't leave. Like, we're here to have fun. Just stay, you know? And then I think we managed to convince her to stay.
Mm.
And then the same thing happened the night after. Well, not the same thing, but...
So she decides not to leave?
Yeah.
And then what? You said the same thing happened?
No. Okay. So the same thing didn't happen, but it was another situation that happened that made me think, oh, maybe I don't want to be friends with this person.
Yeah.
Because we were so different to one another. Yeah.
So what was that thing that happened?
Oh, so she got really drunk and she was just doing things on public transport that she shouldn't have been doing.
Okay.
And then it was a bit like embarrassing because obviously my friend is there and her boyfriend, and people are just like, Samantha, like, who is this person?
Who is this person that you bought?
Yeah. And I'm like, I don't know.
So can I ask you a question? So that behavior that you saw on the train.
Yeah.
Did the social media ever give you that's how they are in you never saw so you were completely blindsided by that behavior?
I was blindsided, and that's because I wasn't her friend like that.
Yeah,
like I didn't know different aspects of her. I didn't even know what her alcohol tolerance was.
Yeah,
so it's like you're in a new environment, you're taking on these like drugs because alcohol is a drug, and then you're just witnessing this new personality, you know? Mm. So it was a bit surprising to me because I was just like, wow, like I actually don't know this person at all.
So you started to feel like, when this trip's over, I might just call off this friendship.
Yeah.
Wow. So how did it all end? Like the trip, everything, what happened in the end?
So she ended up leaving after the trip was
still
over. Early.
Okay, so normal time she was meant to leave, she still after left normal time.
After the trip was over, she left. We had different flight times. And then when I arrived back in England, checked my Instagram, she had unfriended me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What, blocked you or just unfriended you?
Unfriended me.
Oh, wow.
So I can still see her profile. I can still see her profile till this day, but we're just not friends. And I just unfollowed her as well.
How did you feel in that moment? Because I know someone could look at that and be like, well, you guys are only friends for 1 week, 2 weeks. You met a holiday, didn't work out. But how did you feel about that? Did you feel like you had lost a friend?
Yeah, 100%.
Oh, wow.
Because we had plans, you know, we wanted to go into London, take some content. We're gonna travel some more together. And I feel like I'm partly to blame because first of all, I did not know this person and we just met up in a different country. She could have been anyone, you know. And then secondly, it's like I wasn't really a good friend. I think maybe I could have been a bit more caring towards her, and maybe I could have, you know, asked her questions like, okay, how do you deal with alcohol? Like, can you drink and stuff? Like, how do you deal with that? You know, just to safeguard her and make sure that she's okay in that sort of like clubbing and alcohol drink scene.
Yeah. Because the friendship was solely online and because it was so short, how did you feel sort of kind of locking it off? Did it just feel like very easy because of the online nature of it? Or did it still feel quite, not hard, but did it still feel a bit like, oh, you know?
Yeah, a little bit. I felt a bit sad because I did allow her into my personal space. It's someone that, you know, I kind of thought that we were going to have a great friendship. You know, I thought that we were both going to grow our platforms together and be there for one another. So it was just really surprising to see that, like, none of that has happened, you know. Like, she came back and it was just a really sour trip, you know. And, like, none of us expected that was going to happen. And, yeah, it was just really sad, to be honest.
Yeah, it's so interesting because I don't know what it is. Like, not to go off topic, but I find that there's something about going on holiday.
Yeah.
Like even the best of friends, a holiday can break that. But then even in your situation, somebody that you sort of didn't know, I don't know what it is about going away and friendships breaking up. And then maybe I might need to look into that a bit more.
Yeah.
Because I find that there's just something about going away, or maybe because you're in each other's real personal space. Exactly. Do you think things would have been different if you met up in London?
100%.
Like, just met up in London.
Yeah.
Maybe, do you think the holiday thing was just very intense?
It was very intense. I mean, you're in a new country, you're meeting new people. And it wasn't just me. Maybe if it was just me, we wouldn't have partied that hard. But obviously I had other friends there, and maybe she felt like, oh, I need to keep up with everyone. Do you know what I mean? But yeah, I get what you mean though about like friendships on holiday breaking up. And I think it's because when you're friends with people, like you experience them for like an hour or two, maybe up to 6 hours, then you go back to your homes, you know? But with like going on holiday with your friends, you get to experience them for 24/7. And it's a lot. Holidays are intense. They're stressful. You're tired. And sometimes people just break, they snap. And yeah, it's something that needs to be studied, to be honest.
And everyone has different expectations. Like certain people, when they go on holiday, they want to do the big spending. Some people want to go on excursions. Everyone's expectations are different. Exactly. So you also have that clash of expectations. Like I know I have a friend that she went on holiday. She couldn't really, she went like on a friend's holiday. She couldn't really afford it. But you know, when you squeeze a little bit, just have that time with friends. And yeah, I think, I don't know what was going on with the friends at the time, but I think they were like, I don't know. I think they were all stressed out at work and stuff. And yeah, I think they spent most of the holiday sleeping.
Wow.
So they would go out in the evenings.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, they spent all the holiday sleeping.
Yeah. See, like, I'm completely opposite to that. Like when I go on holiday, I want to be up by 6 a.m. and out by 8.
Yeah, but not everyone wants to be. Exactly. Can you see where that conflict lies? Like some people may not want to be up that early or explore a whole city. And you might think, you know what? I want to get my money's worth. I'm not here to just sit in a cafe all day. Like I want to explore.
I'll sleep at home.
So, so I guess my question now is, would you do it again? Like, because you wouldn't.
No, like I have no business meeting up with someone that I've just met on Instagram. I didn't even talk to her. Like when you said that back to me, I was like, you know what, that's a bit strange that we hadn't even had a phone conversation before we met up. I would never do that again.
But like, okay, like look, let me use an example. So you said that you, as part of what you do now, you help women go through traumatic experiences, so you're likely to get people to reach out to you and say hey, and you're likely to sort of build a rapport. Are you now taking it not like a business, but more like, I'm going to put a boundary, like we're just here to talk about that, we're not going to cross into friendship? Or do you still feel like, okay, I would do it again, but I'll move a bit more cautiously?
100%. It's all about moving cautiously and just taking things slow. Same way, you know, let's say you're meeting a new guy, or like you want to get into a relationship, you don't just go on holiday with someone new, right? That's true. Text, maybe do a couple of FaceTimes, go on a couple of dates, see what the vibe is saying. Maybe like once you get married, you can go on holiday. Do you know what I mean? But that's not something that you do off the bat.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
No, so I'm not going to lie. When you said 2 weeks, I was like, that's wow. But yeah, sometimes I feel like you do sometimes have whirlwind friendships. Like some people have whirlwind romances, but you can have whirlwind friendships where things just happen so fast. Yeah. You have them, you click, you have those common interests.
Magnetic.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So what's this whole situation taught you about making friends, not just online, but just making friends in general?
It's taught me not to just be friends with people on social media just because of what they post, because we do realize social media is only about 10% of someone's actual true personality. Like you can post whatever, you can post however you want to look like on social media. You can position yourself in a certain way. And unfortunately, people in this day and age do that.
Yeah.
But it's important to actually ask real deep questions. Like, do we have the same beliefs? Do we have the same tolerances? You know, what's your personality type? You know, a lot of people don't really look in personality types, but it's something that's really important deep in friendships as well. You know, to know, okay, how's Daisy like in conflict? How's Daisy like when she's happy?
Yeah.
What does Daisy do, you know, when she's excited, for instance? So all of these are just really important things to look out for in friendship. And this is not something that you can do in 2 weeks. No ways. Don't do that. This is something that could take years, in fact, before you actually decide someone is your friend. One thing about me is that I was saying to you earlier that I love people and I'm a people person. I always used to be like, oh, everyone's so friendly. Everyone loves me. Let's all be friends. And it's like, no, that's not how other people look at the world. And unfortunately, I've had these experiences where I've had to wise up a bit and become more mature about friendships. So now I guard my territory because I'm like, you know what? This is my life. And if I want you to be in my circle, you need to be a safe person. And to be a safe person, I need to assess you to be like, okay, Daisy can come in my circle now. If not, Daisy can stay outside.
You know what? It's crazy because that sounds really harsh. But then when it comes to relationships, we're not like that. But I think if more of us were like that with friendship, I think we'd see less of these sort of, like, obviously relationships generally, sometimes relationships don't work out. There's no big thing. But I think that if a lot of us are a little bit more wiser in terms of who we have on, you know, I remember I was reading this book called Emotional Relational Intelligence, where it spoke about, it compared relationships on a, like relationships to a bus. Basically, you're the bus, your life is the bus, and you choose who comes on your bus. And not only do you choose who comes on your bus, you choose where they sit. Does that make sense? Because you recognize the impact. Like, honestly, I need to finish. I definitely need to finish that book, and I probably need to review it on my YouTube channel, because it's so deep. It made me realize that it's not a everybody now,
like, free for all. Everyone come in.
welcome. Like, you know, and not only, it's not only about, okay, welcome. It's like, welcome on board, but you need to sit there. This is where I need to put you. Does that make sense? So, yeah, definitely. And I guess my question is, I've got another question for you. So what advice would you give to someone that's gone through what you've gone through, in a sense that they've had this whirlwind friendship, whether online or offline, and it literally finished before it even started? And remember, generally, I believe friendship breakups aren't taken so seriously. I could imagine how much a breakup like this wouldn't be taken seriously. Like, what sort of advice would you give to someone that's like, look, I know it was only 2 weeks, but I'm hurt. Like, I really thought this was going to be my person. Like, what advice would you give to them, or what thoughts would you share?
I'd say forgive yourself. Like, it's okay to just mourn the friendship. Yes, you had plans, you wanted to do certain things together, but just forgive yourself. Like, if you knew better, you would have done better.
Definitely.
So it's okay. Just move on and you'll make friends. Don't worry.
I love that. Yeah, forgive yourself.
Forgive yourself. Because sometimes we're so hard on ourselves. Like, I know after it, I used to go on her Instagram like, oh my gosh, like, what did I do wrong? And that kind of thing, you know, just watching what she's doing and stuff. But I now realize that we were just not a match like that. You know, maybe we could have been if we took time to actually get to know each other, but because everything was so rushed, you know, it just was a disaster in the end. But
and if perchance she were to ever reach out and just say, hey, I'm really sorry about what happened, I've been seeing, I don't know, I've been snooping on your content and I'm seeing you're doing all this stuff and you're doing really well, you know, I'd like to reconnect, I'd like to meet up, what do you think? Would you give that a second chance?
I'd be like, hey girl, yeah, like, let's text. Let's get to know each other. Because you know what? Energy is such an important thing to keep. Like, we need to guard our energy so much. Like, we can't be, what was that phrase that was said yesterday? Emotional prostitution. We can't be given.
What's emotional prostitution, guys? Break that down for us, please.
So emotional prostitution is just allowing yourself to, like, be involved with so many different people emotionally.
Wow.
And it's,
I've,
like,
never heard that before.
Really?
Deep.
And it's like, you can't be doing that even in friendship. Like, okay, maybe if you like the person, you're on common grounds, yes, you can give yourself emotionally, but it won't be like prostitution. Do you know what I mean? But if you're just giving yourself to everyone, hey, let's meet up, this one you're meeting up, this one you, it gets tiring. It's taxing on your spirit and your energy. Definitely. Even in the Bible, it talks about, like, guard your heart, you know? So we need to be really careful about these things. And some people don't even, anyways, that's another, maybe you can invite me back to season 2.
I'd love to have you back, honestly.
Yeah.
But yeah, thank you so much, Samantha. I know that there'll be a lot of people that'll be just really resonate with your story, because as I was saying, that's another, I wanted you on here because your story is very unique. And I know there's a lot of people, especially in this social media world where people are making friends online and then it just doesn't work out and they're really kicking themselves and they're really hardening themselves, and just seeing how you've sort of learned from that. And I think the biggest takeaway I've got is take your time making friendships. There's no rush. They're not going anywhere. And choose your friends wisely.
That's true.
So thank you so much, Samantha.
Thank you. And just, I want to add on top of what you've just said.
Yeah.
I have made some incredible friends on social media because I have taken my time. There's still people on there who I haven't met up with, but we message each other on IG or TikTok, and they are great friends.
Oh, wow.
Nice. And it just goes to show, like, it's not just about meeting up, you know, the vibe, whatever. It's not about that. It's about, like, creating that real deep emotional connection and really getting to know people and really evaluating, okay, are we on the same page? And that's all it takes, really. So don't be afraid of making friends online, but just be cautious, like what you're saying.
Thanks again, Samantha, for coming.
Thank you for having me.
You mentioned, you know, your social media influencer, and there's so many different things that you're doing. So please let the people know how they can find you.
Okay, so I am on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. And you can find me on there, Forever Sammy. I'm sure Daisy's going to put it across the screen. And yeah, I just help women, like I said, you know, heal from their past traumas and become a better version of yourself. So if you want to stay connected or get connected, just, yeah, just hit me up. Maybe we can be friends.
Thanks so much, Samantha.
Thank you for having me. It was such a pleasure.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And I just want to say that, Daisy, you're such a great friend.
Oh.
Like, you're so supportive. She's so sweet. Aww. And I think maybe you need to do a season on just how to be a good friend.
Maybe. No, yeah. But thank you. So I'm really touched. And you're a great friend too. And Samantha has really supported this podcast. Like, anyway.
We'll do a separate video.
Yeah, we'll do a separate video. But she's really supported. And I think this podcast wouldn't have been possible without the sacrifices of so many friends. I think I need to record a separate episode on just how to support a friend that's doing something. Honestly. So
because there are a lot of haters out there, but anyways.
Not necessarily haters, but gatekeepers. One of the things that I like about you, right, is that I remember when you were telling me about all your social media stuff, and I would ask you, oh, you know, what camera do you use? What tripod do you use? How do you do this? And you were like, yeah, use this software. Yeah. Here's the link to this. Here's the link to that. And I really appreciated that because I know a lot of people that are influencers and they're not really trying. And they're my friends. No, I love them, but they're not really trying to tell me the nitty gritty. But no, seriously, they're not sending me links. They're kind of like, figure it out. Like, you know, which I guess they had to figure it out.
Find your feet.
We need to help each other. Yeah, and honestly, just you sending me things and giving me pointers has really, really been helpful. Thank you so much, Samantha.
You're welcome, babe. Anytime.
Thank you so much again for tuning into this episode. I hope you found Samantha's story valuable. If you enjoyed this episode, please show us some love by liking, commenting, and subscribing to the channel. Also, don't forget, if you do have a dilemma that you want featured on the podcast, please send your dilemma to theunfriended.pod@gmail.com. Thank you once again for joining me on this podcast, and I will see you in the next episode. Okay, bye.
Woo! Yay, we did it.